Yeah, I think so.
There you go.
So we're live?
We're live.
Alright. So how do you want to start this? We've already had a long-ass conversation.
We've had a long conversation about this before we started recording. We just now got the idea to start recording.
Yeah.
Basically, just talking about how life works and what's beyond life.
Like, possibilities of, like, time travel and stuff like that, like dinosaurs, like...
Dinosaurs?
Here, let's start on dinosaurs, right? We didn't touch on that too much, but we did at the same time. So, dinosaurs... All we found from dinosaurs are bones and shit like that, right? But they're from millions of years ago, right?
So they say.
Right? So, how, like, if you look at an actual dinosaur skeleton, why is it so fresh and, like, not decayed? Like, yeah, the flesh is gone, all of that's gone, but, like, why are the bones in perfect condition? I don't believe the Earth can preserve it that fucking well. With as much life there as there is here, that... Like, if you think about it, all life is destructive. One way or another. It's very destructive.
Because you think... Yeah, like I said earlier, you think after millions and millions of years, the bones would eventually decay and freaking be gone, but...
Yeah, like, if you look at someone who, like, died 200 years ago or something...
Their bones look like shit.
Their bones are fucked up. And... If they even have bones left.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, they could be dust by now. Why aren't dinosaurs?
Man.
Like, what the fuck, bro?
Like, what if there was, like, a whole, like, complete different species before the dinosaurs? There's just no evidence left because their bones are gone.
Yeah. Oh, and second, I promise we're not high. But we were talking about that. It's like, what if this how would this conversation go if we were high? Like, would we go more into it, or would we, like, blank
just
out?
Be, like, blank out, like, yeah. Whoa.
Like, what the fuck? And then, like, stick on one topic for, like, 2 hours when it's already, what, midnight? It's almost 12:30.
Dude, honestly, almost. I'm eating cereal while we're doing this podcast, too.
We're at my dad's house right now, just... We're bored as fuck, then we're like, hey, let's try this, because...
We just keep talking and might as well record it, just to see what
like,
it goes.
Like, see how, what other people think, too, you know? Like...
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit, bro. Like, and time travel.
Time travel, man. That stuff really makes, like, screws me up.
Yeah. Like, theoretically, it is possible to time travel to the future.
Yeah.
But that's it. You can't go in the past.
Because in order to go to the past, you would, time would need to be real, but it's not.
Yeah, like, ultimately, time is fake.
Yeah.
Like, it's man-made, it's just a measurement.
We just use it like, to measure the sun.
Like, as far as we know, we're wrong, but all we know right now is we're right.
We're right.
That's it. Which is bullshit, you know?
And if we lived, like, in, let's say we lived in Jupiter, our time would be, like, completely different, because they spin faster than Earth.
Does it spin faster?
Yeah, it spins, like,
Jupiter?
Way faster, yeah.
Isn't that, like, 4 times bigger than Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How can a bigger-ass planet move faster than us, though? What the fuck? Dude.
Well, if you think about it, Jupiter is just completely made out of dust. And clouds and all that stuff. As far as we know.
Yeah, we haven't actually discovered shit.
Theoretically, they believe, well, some people believe that if you, like, were to, like, just fall straight, you would just fall straight through Jupiter.
But how is that possible, though?
Yeah. like, what would be keeping it, like, a whole sphere?
Yeah, like, just because one cloud is so big, does it automatically get a atmosphere? Like, does it?
I don't know.
Everyone vape at once, just big-ass clouds. Do that. See if...
Earth will be the next Jupiter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we'll... like, that won't affect Earth itself, but it could affect, like, the actual atmosphere. But, like, how? You know?
Somebody just went to Jupiter, just freaking vaped a whole bunch, and just, boom.
Jupiter is God vape. we need the fan on.
We do, it's pretty warm.
Yeah, but I just don't understand why there's so many unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing with time is a construct. It's man-made.
Yes, sir.
Right? Uh-huh. And, like, there's one show that actually, helped me, like, realize that we could be wrong. Or something, is Voltron.
Voltron, yeah, you talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, Voltron is, it's an anime. And, they went to, a planet. I forgot what the planet was. I was just watching it with my girlfriend, like, months ago. Uh-huh. So, that planet's, time system was different. Like, every second for them was about a second and a half for us. Uh-huh. Or, like, 1.3 seconds or some shit like that. Uh-huh. Like, how? Like, if you realize measurements are man-made.
Yeah. Every measurement.
They're made
up. Basically, everything on Earth is man-made.
Like, if... Like, what the fuck, bro? We're wrong, but we're right. Okay, we make measurements to simplify things.
Yeah.
Because we are a dumbass species. We are.
Yeah.
We're so evolved, but we can't figure out these fucking questions. Like, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we haven't even gotten time right, because we still need to, like, do the whole, like, leap year stuff.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is
like, there's here?
And that didn't start problem. Until, the 1900s.
Yeah.
Like, we thought like, we had it, then we were wrong. Instead of
just adding a leap year, then why don't you just change it?
I really want, like, some scientists or some shit to hear this. I doubt it. But yeah. I want them to be like, oh, I know all these answers.
It's I know, like, dude. They can be like,
yo, come to fucking Texas, track our asses down and tell us. Like, damn, bro.
What if Star Wars is real?
Oh, yeah. I always had this joke that Star Wars was a documentary.
What if? That would be so cool.
That would be dope.
That would be awesome. The only reason why I've been really interested in time travel is because of The Flash.
Yeah. He... Okay. What about... the multiverse.
Dude, yeah, for real.
Oh my god, bro.
Like, what if there's a parallel version of us?
Like, I truly believe there is.
I think there is. There's no way.
That would be cool. Like, there's no way we're the only versions of ourselves ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I thought about this whenever I was, like, 5. Before I knew what the fucking multiverse was. Like, there could be a universe... Exactly like ours, but like 1 second slower.
Yeah.
Or 1 second faster, and just infinite. Plus, there's other ones where we do different things. Like one person does one different thing, or everything is direct.
Like, what if I moved to Waco and you went to Dallas?
Like, honestly, like what would change? Like, obviously, I want to meet my girlfriend.
Yeah. What if I had Harvey as my dog and you had Sky?
I'd probably kill a dog for the first time ever.
Like, Chinese food for once.
Yeah, like, the whole idea of parallel universe has always fucked with me.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, whenever I got, like, really hardcore into, like, comic book movies, stuff like that is, like, what, like, I'm glad someone else has thought of this. You know, like, this is somewhat an answer to my question, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
They try to identify it, but only out of the only reason they do it is to entertain us.
Uh-huh.
Like, parallel universes are fucked up. Like, if you think about it, like, an exact universe, like, 1 second floor.
Dude.
Where did that second go? Why, you know? Another like reason, why? Another point that time is man-made.
Yeah, like,
what if there's another universe where the time's different, obviously?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, bro?
There's just so much to, like, I don't know.
It's so much to think about.
There is. The possibilities are infinite.
It's like the universes. The multiverse. But what about the Spider-Verse? What if there's actually a universe where they made Spider-Man comics after Spider-Man?
Man, that would be sick.
Like, what if that was a thing?
Uh-huh.
What if there was, like, a Spider-Man in the time of the dinosaurs?
Yeah, for real.
Like, what if that happened? Like,
technically there was. Spiders. Spiders aren't technically Spider-Man.
They're just spiders. Pussy-ass spiders. Fucking dies from spider bite in 5 minutes.
I know, right? Or become Spider-Man.
I'm not Spider-Man. I'm not Peter Parker. I'm Peter Porker, motherfucker.
I think becoming Spider-Man could be, like, a possibility.
I think it is a possibility because, like I said earlier, we're a dumbass race.
Mm-hmm.
So we could let a fucking radioactive spider just, whoops, it's gone, you know? Yeah. And then bam, 5 minutes later, like, there's a freaking guy swinging from buildings.
Yeah, dude.
What? I wonder if there's, like, a universe where superheroes are real, or if Star Wars was real.
Man, that would be sick.
Like,
if you could go to any universe, what would it be?
Like, comic book-wise?
Yeah, we'll start with that, comic book-wise.
I'd probably go Marvel Universe.
Me too.
Because Marvel's a lot less fucked up.
Yeah, because of DC Universe, dude.
But the Marvel Universe is fucked up. Like, yeah. But the villains in the DC Universe are so much more fucked up than the Marvel ones.
Uh-huh.
Like, because if you think about it, Marvel supervillains, or villains in general,
uh-huh,
are actual, like, most of the time have a military behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Venom, they have, like, a whole planet full of symbiotes.
Yeah, exactly. But the DC Universe, one of the biggest fucking villain, the Joker, it's just some dude fucking with people.
Yeah.
He's just killing people, and everybody's like, eh, it happens, yeah. You know?
Batman, yeah.
You know, Batman. I hope Batman comes save me, and then doesn't. Obviously, he fucked up, but, like, the constant fear of, like, someone out there like that is whack.
Yeah.
Like,
it's pretty whack. It's like saying, who would you rather go against, Thanos or Darkseid?
I don't know, bro. Who do I have on my side? Because either way, I'm fucked.
Either way, you're screwed. But I feel like Marvel has a huge selection of, like, heroes.
What I've noticed is, like, I'm big into comics, but there's a bigger selection of heroes than villains. Obviously, that's true, But, like, is it? Because, like, Spider-Man alone has, like, 4 or 5 villains. Plus, he has a shit ton.
Yeah, he does,
like. And then there's, like, one superhero, another really big superhero, who has one villain,
mm-hmm.
and then can just use one Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think that happens too often, is that we don't have a good, like, villain count, and have him actually be a good villain. Like, I think, honestly, the Joker is the perfect villain.
Joker?
Because he can mess with any hero any kind of way he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just a clown that's good at fucking shit up, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, he is one of the smartest fucking dudes.
He is.
He created his own fucking laughing gas to kill people. You know?
I could use some of that.
What the fuck, bro? But, like, honestly believe that Joker is the superior villain because he's not overpowered.
Mm-mm.
But, like, he's a lot bigger threat than you would think if you just saw him. Like, it's just some crazy dude without powers.
But can kill you in, like, a second.
But on the other side, he could kill you like that. And then we have, like, fucking Loki, who's over here waving his fucking staff, like, you're gonna die soon. And then, like,
he
needs a fucking military, bro.
Yeah.
Like.
And that didn't even help.
That didn't.
That didn't do anything.
No, like, it fucked some shit up, but, take Injustice, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker. Just some crazy dude without powers, right?
Yeah.
Brainwashed Superman into killing his pregnant wife. And then blowing up his hometown. Not his hometown, but where he lived.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, how could he do that to some practically immortal being?
Yeah.
What would do that to him? Like, shit. And two, why is Damian Wayne such a pussy? I fucking hate Damian.
Oh my god.
There's... The only thing about his character, like, don't get me wrong, he's a good Robin.
Uh-huh.
But he's a cocky, annoying-ass bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why? The fuck, bro?
Dick Grayson?
I fuck with Dick.
Dick Grayson's good. I like him.
I like Dick and Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, if you notice, they have almost identical backstories.
I know, they really do.
Yeah, and even though they have practically the identical backstories and shit like that, they're the best Robins, in my opinion.
Robin. Wish I could be a Robin.
I don't know, I think Bruce Wayne's kind of a dick.
Yeah, Bruce, yeah.
Like, hang out with him every night, getting shit sleep. Oh my god.
That would suck.
Fucking breaking ribs every night. Ooh.
Oh, I don't know.
What the fuck? Why would you do that to a kid?
Unless you're as joyful as the Dick Grayson from the Lego Batman movie.
Oh my god.
What is the password, Iron Man sucks?
My name's Richard, but they call me Dick. Young young kids are cruel nowadays.
They call me Dick. Oh,
man. Kids are cruel nowadays.
I remember one time I was little, I got in trouble for saying the word Dick because I was trying to copy the movie fun with Dick and Jane. And the main character was named Dick.
Yeah.
So I tried to be like him, but I would get in trouble for saying the word.
I always got confused because of who Dick Van Dyke was. So he's a dick and a dyke? What?
Who owns a van?
What?
What?
Hold on. Kowalski analysis.
I love how this went from like a conspiracy type deal to like a howl to a comic book thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love talking about both.
Me too. It's just interesting. You know, according to the Russo brothers, nobody has guessed the ending for Endgame yet.
I don't want anyone to guess.
Me neither. That's why I've been avoiding everything.
But they also could just be saying that.
Yeah, that went through my mind too. I was like, because, what are they just saying that?
Like,
they
tonight alone, think. We've had so many fucking, like, what if moments and shit. Over 8 billion people? There's not one that's right. Whenever, there's only 40 billion outcomes, according to Dr.
Strange.
40 million?
Yeah.
It's like...
40 million and...
One?
Yeah. Was it one?
Something like that.
Something like that. Or, I don't know. I forgot, actually.
Bro, he freaking watched... I don't think I can think of anyone who's watched Endgame 14 million times.
Dude.
And you know what else? He didn't fucking spoil it. Don't spoil Endgame.
Dude, the fact that there was that they had to like write post a letter.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
After Endgame comes out, I'm not gonna like. I'm gonna try to stay away from social media until I actually get to see it.
Yeah. Same. Fuck, bro. I'm so tickets, scared.
Me too. Like I said, I'm emotionally scared to watch it.
Yeah. Because I feel like Iron Man and Cap are going to die.
The fact that RDJ is not going to be Iron Man anymore, that kind of raised my head a little bit.
Yeah, because Robert Downey Jr. and both Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, their contract is up after this movie. This is their last movie in their contract.
That's
And neither of them want to keep doing it. Given Robert Downey Jr. fucking loves playing Tony Stark.
He's like the perfect person for it. I can't
Tony
imagine.
Stark is his baby, you know? But like I feel like he wants to do more with his life, you know?
Yeah.
Like don't get me wrong, it's badass to be known as Tony Stark.
Tony Stark, yeah.
Right? But what about the rest of your career? Obviously, you want to be known for something more than one character you played.
Who's a Playboy billionaire?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Chris Evans feels the same way.
Yeah.
But also, the... fucking... He finally got his good job done. Like, as a superhero, recovering from, the Human Torch.
Oof, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Same thing with, Deadpool.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Right, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, after him with Green Lantern.
Yeah, did you know that he played Deadpool before he was Green Lantern?
Yeah.
But that version of Deadpool was trash.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about X-Men?
Yeah, Origins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was trash, bro.
How his lips was all, like, stitched up.
Like, yeah, it was, like, plastered.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny how in that scene, whenever he walks out the elevator, he dodges every bullet. But then, like, in Deadpool 2, when he does the same thing, you can still, like, see bullets.
Yeah, he gets shot. He's like... Fuck.
Those were faster than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so funny, because he's just like, when he just sees bullets just flying through his body still.
Yeah. And I can't believe, given Chris Evans played two different Marvel characters.
Yeah.
But so has Josh Brolin.
Yeah, that's true. He was Thanos and then
Cable. Yeah, exactly. I love how they reference Thanos.
Yeah, true.
They reference Thanos and they reference One-Eyed Willy. Uh-huh. From The Goonies, which I'm pretty sure was Josh Brolin's first role. Uh-huh. He obviously wasn't One-Eyed Willy, but he was a big part of that movie. Mm-hmm. Fucking Bran. Shit, Ma. Yeah, exactly. Now, don't talk like that ever again. Like, what the fuck?
Don't talk like that.
You're gonna be in the deepest shit, Ma.
Me.
Don't talk like that. But that's exactly what you're gonna be in.
Oof.
It's like, what the fuck? Dude, it hasn't even felt like almost 30 minutes since we started.
Honestly, no. What about 26 minutes, dude?
Dude, your dog is like...
Is he passed out?
He's passed out.
Harvey! Ha, little fucker.
Love you, Harvey.
Love you, Harvey.
Dude.
But... Nah, being a nerd is probably one of the biggest things in my life.
Being a nerd. Nerd life.
Like, we're nerding out right now. One of the greatest feelings ever is nerding out with your girlfriend or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, you like this stuff too?
My girlfriend hates me for that.
Does she really?
She never understands what I say.
But Peter Parker, I thought it was Parker. No!
There's a pig too!
There's a different one! That sucks, bro. I love nerding out with Michaela.
Yeah. I love Peter Parker.
It's so funny. Like, I just washed my hands. That's why they're wet. I swear. That was such a good movie, bro.
Do you all have talking animals at this point?
In this universe, I don't want to freak them out. I'll take that. No.
Yeah, instantly faints.
Okay, was I a guy or a girl? the, like, roommate? Because if you look closely, it kind of looks like a girl, but also a guy at the same time.
I don't remember, to be completely honest.
Like, it was probably a guy because it was a school and blah, 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 but it looked a lot like a girl.
Yeah.
And who the fuck faints when they see Spider-Man?
I probably would out of joy.
But like, this no wasn't way. Out of joy, bro.
This is like, bro, what the hell?
Because if you paint out of joy, you're like, and then...
Just die.
Right?
Yeah.
He was just like... he was just out. Like...
I think if I were to see a talking pig, I would probably find that was so funny.
Dude, like, I would record that shit so fast. I fucking put them, like, in my backpack and it's like, you're mine now.
You're mine forever.
I'm not gonna expose you to the world, you're just mine. Just, like, talk to them, like, can I expose you to the world? Is that okay? If I do, like, we'll go 50-50 since I found you and I'm making you bigger.
There you go.
You get the other 50 because you're the talent. You know? Like, talk it out with them. I hate whenever people do that. They're like, I can use you for so much money, but doesn't get the consent. It's like, bitch. Did elephants in a circus give consent?
No.
You're raping them with talons.
I would probably eat the pig.
No, I'm just kidding. What does talking pig taste like? Talking bacon.
Talking bacon.
Oh, God.
No. Your bacon just starts talking. No, I'm still here, right?
It's like that video of the egg doing rap god. That'd be so awesome, though, you know?
Yeah. remember when I was little, I used to wish the Alvin and the Chipmunks were real.
But what if they are?
Oh, shoot. In another universe, they are.
What if the cartoon is based off of them? We don't know. We don't fucking know. But I want to find out.
Me too. Let's go.
Let's okay, leave, bye.
Leave Earth.
Let's leave this Earth.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, we're here. What if there's a universe where everyone has Benjamin Button's disease? You know what that is?
No.
Where they age backwards. When you're born, you look like an old man, and then when you grow up, you get younger and younger. Until you fade from
There's a movie on that, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
But, I don't know what it's called, but it's about Benjamin Button's disease. But, like, imagine that, like, could you imagine getting pulled over by some kid? Like, it's a cop that's been on the force for, like, 60 years or some shit, and just...
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?
Could you hostage negotiations, guys? Come out with your hands up, please! Voices cracking and shit. Could you imagine that? That shit would be so funny.
That would be hilarious. I wouldn't be able to
the
take...
The president?
I would not be able to take him seriously
at all.
He's
fucking, like, 9 years old. But, like, how would shit be set up after that? How would the... Because, like, I don't know too much about Benjamin Button's disease, but, like, what's your, like, brain development through it? Does your brain age backwards, too? Like, given whenever, just normally, you're born not knowing shit, and then you die not knowing shit. From, like, Alzheimer's and stuff like that, you know? But, like, how would that work? Especially if everyone was like that. Could you imagine finding the love of your life when you're, like, 12 and 12 you both and look 90? Like,
yeah.
You both look 90, and then you guys, like... You're in your 30s and it's like, damn, you're hot. I never realized before because we were fucking 90.
90 shit.
How would time work?
Backwards.
I'll see you in negative 3 minutes.
In negative 3 minutes.
Oh my god, bro. What if there was a universe, I feel like you would love this one, where not only, like, there were no such thing as cars, so everyone just rode skateboards?
Dude, you already know.
Could you, it's like, in the rain and a convertible and you forgot to pull your top up. Just 24/7. They make scooters with housing on it, so you don't get hit by rain or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, let's make this shit.
That's basically what a car is, just a gigantic skateboard with a house on it.
Yeah.
Hold on. We have one.
Now we need a house.
I'm a bean. I can build one.
Yeah. You want to wrap this up?
Yes, sir.
Alright. So, I'm Connor.
I'm Jonathan.
And we're gonna fuck you later.
Bye-bye.